Japan minister quits over drunk at G7 claims. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Japan's finance minister Shoichi Nakagawa resigned on Tuesday, causing great damage to the Japanese government. There was an enormous amount of pressure for Nakagawa to step down after he appeared to be drunk at an international meeting. He looked extremely sleepy at a Group of Seven news conference in Rome. He slurred his words and could hardly keep his eyes open. He even appeared to fall asleep at one point. Nakagawa denied being drunk. He said an unfortunate combination of a sip of wine and his cold medicine made him very drowsy. His explanation was not enough for Japan's opposition politicians, who immediately called for his resignation. This is a huge blow for Japan's Prime Minister Taro Aso in an election year. Nakagawa's resignation could not come at a worse time for Prime Minister Aso. He is already one of Japan's most unpopular leaders in modern times. His popularity rating is currently less than 10%. Nakagawa resigned a day after Japan released its worst economic data for 35 years. The country is in its worst economic slump since the world oil crisis in 1974. Japan's finance ministry announced the economy shrank by 3.3% between October and December. This is the same as a 12% contraction over a year. A strong yen against the dollar is adding to Japan's economic woes. Nakagawa apologized to the Japanese people, saying, "I have caused trouble to the people. I apologize for my careless health management."